This is Word of Mouth from New Hampshire Public Radio. I'm Virginia Prescott. Well, we all know how to use a lending library. You pick a book, show your library card, take your book home, and return it when you're done, hopefully on time. A Chicago museum is using that model for art. Residents fill out an art library card and take home original works of art to hang on their own walls, and it's free. The Jane Addams Hull House Museum at the University of Illinois Chicago recently embarked on the project, and it's headed by Heather Radke, who's on the line to tell us how it's going. Heather, welcome to Word of Mouth.
Hi, Virginia. Thanks for having me.
So, lending art, how does this program work?
Well, how it works is you come to the museum and you choose which piece of art you want from a catalog that we have in the gallery, and then you just fill out a couple of forms, and actually, you don't take the art home with you. We actually have members, volunteers from a program we're calling the Hull House Mobile Art Corps that bring the art to your house and install it. And then 3 months later, they actually come and take it away. So there's actually no late fees at all because they bring it home for you.
That's great. We can blame the Mobile Art Gallery. Apparently, this has some history at Hull House. Tell us a little bit about that history and why you're deciding to do it again.
Yep. So when Jane Addams and Ellen Gates Starr founded Hull House, one of the first programs they actually did was they started an art gallery and a lending library. The art gallery was called the Butler Art Gallery. It opened in 1891. And they were really committed to not just having people have access to the arts, but actually to including people in the process of making art and deciding what was beautiful. So a lot of the work we do at the museum is linking history from the 19th century to the contemporary moment, and we've done that in all kinds of ways, and this is our newest incarnation of that value that we hold.
Well, for our listeners who may not be familiar with the museum or with Jane Addams, she was a pioneering progressive, one of the first great social reformers. So tell us a little bit about her and the museum.
Yeah, Jane Addams was the first American woman to win the Nobel Peace Prize, and she was also at one point considered the most dangerous woman in America. So she founded the Hull House Settlement, which was she's considered the grandmother of social work also. So the settlement was, they opened a house on the near west side of Chicago where there was a lot of immigrants coming in and, you know, starting to live in the country. And they provided all kinds of services, and they worked with the community to figure out what they needed. And they did everything from open public baths to start one of the first kindergartens in the country, to having art classes, to organizing for labor and immigrant rights. So that's the sort of basic of the Jane Addams history. And we are a museum that's dedicated to her and her legacy, and also the legacy of the other reformers who lived at Hull House.
Well, sadly, Hull House itself, I guess, the social service organization, recently closed its doors after 120 years of operation. So how does the museum function?
Yeah, that's right. It was a really sad moment for us in Chicago. The Hull House Association has actually been a separate organization from the museum for about 60 years. The museum is part of the University of Illinois at Chicago, and the association was actually a separate nonprofit institution.
Well, museums, of course, have climate control, humidity control. Aren't you afraid of the art going home and possibly being ruined?
You know, we're not too worried about that. Part of what we're interested in is creating access to art and building community and relationships and seeing art as a connector. And, you know, art is meant to be enjoyed and it's meant to be put into all kinds of different spaces. And truthfully, I mean, although we do have humidity control and, you know, all those sorts of weather controls, it's not as easy as you might think to ruin a piece of art.
Well, I know that you're not, you know, loaning out Picasso's or whatever, that there's a group of artists who are working with you on this. Who are they and what's in it for them?
Yeah, so we've been working with a gallery here in Chicago called Three Walls. It's a collective and a gallery, and they have a CSA project, which is community-supported art. And they have, how that works is, you, much like community-supported agriculture, you buy into the program in the beginning of the year, and you are, every couple of months, you get a new piece of art. And it's a separate program, but what we did was we bought 3 shares of the CSA from Three Walls, and we now have 28 pieces of beautiful contemporary art by Chicago artists that's curated by 2 women at Three Walls named Abigail Satinsky and Shannon Stratton. And so we've actually purchased the art, and what's been it for the artists is that they have a whole new exposure. They get to build relationships with new individuals who maybe wouldn't usually have access to this kind of contemporary art.
Who are the borrowers? Who's come forward so far?
Well, we've just started a couple of weeks ago, but we've gotten all kinds of interest. The one woman that I've met who has borrowed a piece of art, she's just taken maternity leave. She just had a baby like maybe 3 weeks ago, and she came to the museum to look with her baby, and she found out about our program, and she borrowed a piece of art that's actually been quite popular that's called 16th and Blue Island, which is an intersection here in Chicago, and it's sort of an abstract image of maybe like 20 faces.
Well, that's a little inspiration for a new mother and for the rest of us. Thank you so much, Heather, for joining us.
Oh, thank you so much for having me.
Heather Radke, Program and Exhibition Coordinator at the Jane Addams Hull House. That's at the University of Illinois, Chicago. We do have a link to more on the Art Lending Project at wordofmouthradio.org, where we never charge an overdue fee. Coming up, the lost art of counting calories. We're going to hear why the conversation surrounding obesity needs to shift away from carbs and fats and return to a more basic unit of nutrition. That's when Word of Mouth continues in just a moment. This is NHPR, and we're online anytime at wordofmouthradio.org.